Where do Eastern queen bumblebees go in the winter? That's what a University of Guelph study is trying to find out. Amanda Lisner, a postdoctoral researcher at U of G, and her team are putting radio trackers on queen bumblebees to try and track where they go for the winter. We don't know a lot about queen bumblebee overwintering habitat because they overwinter underground whenever they're ready to go overwinter, said Lisner. They go and find a spot and bury themselves in the ground, so obviously it's very hard to find where they go, if they're underground, said Lisner. Lisner is working on this project with U of G professor Nigel Rain, who studies pollinator conservation and behavior in Ontario. The two conduct their studies at the Rare Charitable Research Reserve in Cambridge. Lisner studied bumblebee habitat conservation while completing her PhD and said an important part of habitat selection is measuring species movements to understand how they select different areas for habitat and how they move through the environment. With climate change being such a big impact on bumblebees, we need to know stuff like how they disperse, what kind of habitats they can move through, which we don't really know a lot about, said Lisner. She said studying bee movement will help understand if they will be able to shift their distribution with ongoing climate change. It's just really cool to me to study species movement and their behavior and how they make the different decisions in their day-to-day lives and as a species, said Lisner. It's just so amazing. They're very cute, they're very big, they're pretty easy to identify, and they're just kind of funny to watch. The team uses super glue to attach a tracker that weighs 0.13 grams onto the queen bee's back. Because cold temperatures slow a bee down, bees are first placed down in a cooler so they stay still. Bees can carry up to 30% of their body weight in nectar or pollen when they're just collecting it. So the trackers are below that, said Lisner, adding that in the future the team will test the impact of trackers on the bee's flight as well. The tracker, comparable to the width of a violin string, is 1 centimeter long and has an antenna that picks up at the back and measures 10 centimeters. But we trim it to around 5 just so they're not getting tangled in like the flowers and the vegetation. That's not very fun, Lisner. So we spread their wings out of the way, put some glue on the abdomen, and then we stick the tracker on there, hold it in place for a few minutes while it dries, said Lisner. The second part of the project is looking at how pesticides impact queen bumblebee movement. Lisner said the team tested a pesticide called neonicotinoids, which is known to have negative impacts on bee flight and memory. The other class of pesticides it is studying is called diamides, a new pesticide with little research in relation to bees. Lisner said the team predicts that diamides might become more prominent while neonicotinoids get more regulated. There's more evidence that they're bad, not only for bees or for other species, and the diamides don't have a lot of research on them right now to see what kind of impacts they might have on pollinator movement, said Lisner. We think they might have impacts upon their movement because their mode of action is by through the muscles, so it paralyzes the insect, so it's gonna impact muscles and slice important muscles that we think might impact their flight, but it might not. It has a lower toxicity than neonicotinoids, so we're comparing the new class the new next to see if they're less harmful, just as harmful, more harmful. The pesticide-treated bees are from commercially purchased colonies, and the wild bees are scouted for in the wild and released back where into the location they were originally found. Lisner said the study is currently wrapping up in a couple of weeks. It's getting cooler, so the bees are much less active. We're not seeing quite as many, she said. She said the team will try to complete another study in the springtime to study bee movements in the spring.